Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. At the White House this morning, President Biden signed into law the bipartisan gun safety bill, thanking family members of mass shooting victims for leading the way.
Their message to us was do something. I don't know how many times we heard that. Just do something. For God's sake, just do something. Well, today, we did.
The president acknowledged that the bill does not include provisions Democrats had sought, such as a ban on assault-style weapons, but he said it will save lives. The law is the first significant measure addressing gun violence in 30 years. Following Senate passage, the House sent the bill to Biden's desk yesterday. At the signing of the gun violence bill, the president was asked about yesterday's Supreme Court decision that allow states to decide on abortion access. He said the court has made some terrible decisions and vowed to keep an eye on the actions taken by the states to make sure they do not violate other laws. Kentucky, one of the states where the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade effectively ends abortion rights. Kentucky is one of 13 states with what are called trigger laws. Karen Czar with member station WUKY reports from Kentucky's capital.
Kentucky legislators passed the Human Life Protection Act in 2019, and the state's attorney general, Daniel Cameron, says this now means,
except where the health of the mother is at risk, abortion is no longer lawful in the Commonwealth.
Kentucky's law bans nearly all abortions, even in the case of rape or incest. Samuel Crankshaw, spokesperson with the ACLU of Kentucky, says their legal team is analyzing how the ruling relates to existing state and federal laws. But for now,
as a precaution, we've advised our client to stop providing all care.
Most states bordering Kentucky have also curtailed abortion access. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar in Frankfort.
The country's tech giants are responding to the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. NPR's Bobby Allen reports that Silicon Valley firms are offering to support employees, just as worries grow that tech firms could be targeted in prosecutions.
Tech companies were quick to offer additional resources to its enormous workforces. Big tech firms like Facebook parent company Meta, Apple, and Google are offering to cover travel expenses to any of its hundreds of thousands of employees seeking reproductive health services. Ride-hailing companies Lyft and Uber say they will cover any legal expenses a driver incurs if prosecuted by a state for providing transportation to an abortion, something that is now possible in many states. Meanwhile, data privacy experts are warning that state authorities could subpoena data like search history and geolocation from companies like Google, Facebook, and Amazon to prosecute women seeking abortion. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Police in the Norwegian capital of Oslo say the suspect they have in custody in last night's shootings is a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen originally from Iran. He was arrested after a gunman opened fire at three locations in the city's downtown, including outside of a bar popular with Oslo's LGBTQ community. Two people were killed, 10 others seriously injured. Organizers of today's Pride Parade have canceled the event. Britain's train services are heavily restricted for the third day this week. Willem Marx reports a rail strike is in response to threatened job cuts and low pay, and it's bringing services to a halt across the country.
Talks between the rail network operator and the private train companies have continued all week, but they've been unable to reach a resolution, and Saturday's strike is having major impacts on several large events, particularly in the British capital. The Rolling Stones and Ed Sheeran are playing sell-out concerts, with many ticket holders struggling to travel into London, while major coastal resorts in England and Wales that would normally draw large crowds during warm summer weather are without train services. Tens of thousands of workers belonging to the Rail, Maritime and Transport Union have been involved in the strike, and passengers are advised to avoid rail travel today unless absolutely necessary, with only major lines operating a skeletal service. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.
NASA is delaying a mission to an asteroid because of a software problem. The mission had been planned for this fall, but the space agency says the software has not been tested properly because it was delivered late. NASA says it's considering whether it can reschedule for next year. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.